Judgments. Teaching points. 1. This path of mindfulness involves the learning to open to experience moment by moment with kindness and compassion towards yourself. 2. The next time you have a noticeably pleasurable or painful experience, see whether you can judge the experience as good if you like it, as bad if you don't like it, or boring if you don't have any particular feeling one way or the other. 3. Mindfulness is the art of being present in a non-judgmental way with whatever is happening in the mind or body. Can help us to diffuse that anger and contraction, leading us to less and less pain over time. We can be very emotionally reactive, especially when we are hurting. So part of this practice of mindfulness is observing the judging with our awareness of knowing that our judgment is not who we are or what anything is, and over time refraining from judging or retracting to our reactions. This path of mindfulness involves learning to open to experience moment by moment with kindness and compassion towards yourself. It is easier said than done, which is why we all need daily practice. The next time you have a noticeably pleasurable or painful experience, see whether you can judge the experience as good if you like it, as bad if you don't like it, or boring if you don't have any particular feeling one way or the other. Right now, form the intention to suspend your hair trigger tendency to judge everything according to whether you like it or not, and also raise your tendency to react emotionally or fairly automatically. This is not meant to be an ideal, just as an exercise to recognize what your mind is doing and to bring into greater awareness when they do arise. The more we can be present for our experience, the less caught up we are with painful aspects of it. We can witness experience from a distance with perspective, so that we can choose our best response with a sense of space and ease, without reacting from a sense of emergency, urgency, or stress. Over time with this practice, you may find that being less emotionally reactive, harshly judgmental, becomes more and more our default setting. You may also find that you are kinder and more accepting of yourself and your experience of pain, however they may be. As you've noticed, anger, resentment, fear, self-loathing, and contraction usually increase the intensity of our pain, mentally and physically. Mindfulness is the art of being present in a non-judgmental way with whatever is happening in the mind or body. Can help to diffuse that anger and contraction, leading to less and less pain over time. Whenever you're dealing with your chronic pain, it's important to know and remember that as long as you're breathing, there's really more right with you than wrong. Let me repeat that. As long as you're breathing, there is really more right with you than wrong. No matter what is wrong, no matter how much pain you're in, no matter how dire this situation seems, there is really more right with you than wrong. Your work is to remember this and to mobilize all of your interior resources to work for you, to improve your quality of your day-to-day, moment-to-moment life. One of those interior resources is opening up to the power of the present moment. As you've probably experienced before, the power of now is enormous. Yet for reasons ranging from evolution to habit, our minds mostly persist living in the past or in the future, in a memory or in a constant anticipation and worry or in planning. When you inhibit this moment, you realize and feel how powerful and healing it can be. Be alive here and now. Where else can you truly live? Where else can you truly feel? But it takes practice, and this is why this audio can be so useful for you. You can come back to it over and over and over as training wheels to help you build better habits of being present moment awareness, so that you can incorporate it into alleviating physical pain and mental suffering. And of course, it's easier to show up more in the present moment as long as it's pleasant. Thank you for joining me for this guided meditation. May you have a blessed day. Namaste.